Bill Burnham, talking about the best program we have in Hernando County, in my opinion, SBDC. Welcome, Bill.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me here. I always enjoy coming.
Yeah, good. We're glad to have you. So for people who don't know what SBDC is, what are you?
So essentially what the SBDC is a partnership between the federal government, state governments, higher education, and the private sector. It was set up, I don't know, 42 years ago, I guess, to provide a resource to small business owners. So that resource exists throughout the United States. There's over 1,300 centers throughout the United States, funded partially by the Small Business Administration. State of Florida, there are 9 regions. In the Tampa Bay area, we actually have 10 different offices to serve the folks in the Tampa Bay area.
And what is some of the services that you provide?
Well, kind of, I would say primarily it fits into 3 core categories. One would be training. We do a lot of training classes, probably over 300 a year. Our bread and butter is actually our no-cost confidential consulting services that we provide to small business owners and potential small business owners. And then the third leg would be special programs that we have, and those are typically set up for businesses that are a little bit more established. So those are the primary 3. We do a lot of marketing research and that type of thing to help business owners as well.
And you mentioned the majority of these are at no cost or at very low cost in comparison to, you know, getting these services any other way.
Right, yeah. The training classes typically will charge a nominal fee for those. But the consulting, which again is the majority of what we do, is at no cost. Business owners can come in as often as they need to solve whatever particular problems they're trying to solve in their business. And most of the special programs that we offer come at no cost to the business owner as well. And those typically involve a lot more effort on the consultant's part. And those programs, in many cases, would cost tens of thousands of dollars if the business owner had to go out and buy those on the open market. So,
wow. Now, what do those special services look like?
Well, I would say primarily 3 or 4 that we focus on. One is our growth acceleration program. That's for business owners who are established, have been in business for at least 3 years, have a goal to grow. Not all business owners are interested in growing their businesses. They have to have at least 3 employees and at least $500,000 in revenue in order to qualify for that program. If they qualify, it's actually a 2-phase program. Phase 1 is an internal look at the workings of their business, including an in-depth financial analysis. And then the Phase 2 program is really helping them develop a strategic marketing plan so that they can go forward and grow their business. That's a big one for us. We also offer for companies who are looking to maybe export their products and services. We offer an export marketing plan. That's done in conjunction with the state of Florida. That program typically would cost $4,000. However, the state of Florida offers a $3,500 scholarship to the small business owner. So the small business owner still has to come up with $500. That's kind of their skin in the game, if you will. But still a great program with an in-depth, a lot of in-depth research. The results of which are a marketing plan that they can then take forward to target their services to one or two company or countries that they've identified as that would be good candidates for their services. Those are the 2 big ones. We are just getting into offering some behavioral assessments through a DISC assessment program that we have. We have several consultants that have been certified in that program. So that if companies, small businesses are looking to take their business to the next level, allow their workforce to become more efficient, understand better how they relate to each other, we offer that program as well. So,
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned a little bit about with the special services, the types of businesses you work with, but with consulting and some of the other trainings that you do, what type of businesses do you really gear that towards?
Well, we're kind of open to any and all comers. I mean, we see folks that what we call pre-ventures, they don't really have a business yet. They have an idea. And so we kind of help them go through the process of determining whether that idea is a good one or not. Whether it's an actual business opportunity. We then have what we call startups, who are those companies who are already in business, but maybe they've only been in business for a year or two and haven't really gotten themselves fully established yet. And then we also service, and primarily you said our bread and butter, that's would be what we call our small and medium size enterprises. Those are businesses, again, a little bit more established, maybe been in business for 3 years or so, starting to get their footing, looking to take their business to the next level. That's probably about 65% of the businesses that we help fit into that category. And then the other two make up the remaining 35%.
And with that consulting, you can really come in and get advice on a lot of different areas, correct?
Yeah, just about anything. I like to tell clients that from that pre-startup to exiting your business and everything in between, we have consultants in our region who are experts at the different areas, whether that be finance or business planning, marketing, exporting that I mentioned earlier, doing business with the federal government, capital access, accounting. I take a lot of accounting questions and cash flow management, exit planning, selling your business. I used to work as a business broker, so I kind of understand that process a little bit and kind of help guide some folks who are thinking about selling their business and moving to the next stage of their life. So truly from start to finish and everything in between, we have somebody that can probably help them.
Absolutely. And I know that you work with other representatives of SBDC, and you mentioned to me that there's some requirements to working for SBDC in order to be a consultant. So kind of tell us some of your background and what that entails.
Right. So my background, I spent 25 years in the corporate world. I actually was schooled as an accountant, got an MBA, spent most of my career not really doing strict accounting, but I worked in a manufacturing environment. When I left that, I actually had owned several small businesses, quite a wide variety of things.
Yes.
I had a dry cleaning business. I owned a home health agency, done business consulting work. So kind of a diverse background. But the basic requirements for a consultant to be hired by the SBDC, they have to have a 4-year degree. They have to have business experience, ideally owning a small business. We all are required to have at least 20 hours a year of continuing education, maintain certifications in different areas of expertise, whatever that happens to be for us. So it is kind of a strict set of requirements, but I think it serves our clientele well.
Absolutely. So a good reason to come. You get all of the education that you need to be able to provide the service properly. Do you ever do events focused on a particular industry or market segment?
We do. One of the big ones we do every year is our Federal Small Business Government Contracting Conference. That's a 1-day event held the first Friday in May. We hold that down in Tampa. Typically, we'll have 150 to 200 small business owners that attend that. We offer some workshops in the morning for them, a variety of workshops. We have an awards luncheon as part of that. And in the afternoon, we actually have an expo hall set up where a lot of the agencies that they might do business with, as well as some of the prime contractors, are also represented at that expo. It gives the small business owners an opportunity to network with some of those folks and see what opportunities are out there. So that's a big one. We do an economic development training that's coming up in November. We do that every year. And then we'll offer occasionally in unique trainings, like we just finished up down in our Sarasota office, what we call our Retail Academy for those business owners who are either in the retail industry or thinking about getting in the retail business. So those are just some of the things we offer.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned there's 10 offices in the Tampa Bay area, and we feel fortunate to have you have an office here in Hernando County. Where is that?
Well, we're actually at the Greater Hernando County Chamber office right there out by the airport, 15588 Aviation Loop Drive in beautiful Brooksville. So we invite folks to come out there at any point in time. I'm typically there 2 days a week. Usually it's Mondays and Tuesdays. And we can be reached directly at by dialing the chamber number there, which is 352-796-0697. I can also be reached at our Tampa office. I do work in the Tampa office as well. That number is 813-905-5800. Or they can go to our website, sbdctampabay.com, and see everything we have to offer there as well.
Absolutely. And you've got a great brochure. So if you needed to stop in on a day that wasn't Monday or Tuesday and just pick up the brochure from SBDC and what they offer. I know you put out a great monthly magazine, that gives a lot of information to small businesses.
It's an important point that you mentioned, since I am only there 2 days a week, but Karen there at the chamber, if somebody comes in or calls, she will get a hold of me right away, send me an email or whatever, and I try to respond to those folks right away so they don't have to wait until I'm here in Hernando County to set something up with me.
Right. Another great service that you offer for Hernando County is a business resource meeting that's actually happening today at 2:00. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. That's something that we started, late last year, maybe November, December of last year. We hold it once a month, and it's on the fourth Monday of each month. It's, as you mentioned, it's at 2:00 at the chamber. At 15588 Aviation Loop Drive. And the purpose of that is really to let new businesses, but it doesn't have to necessarily be new businesses. Any business can come. And it really is designed to let them know what resources, just some of the resources that are available to them through the Chamber of Commerce. So it's an opportunity for us at the SBDC to let them know what services we have to offer. It's also an opportunity for them to understand a little bit about what the chamber does and how membership in the chamber can benefit them as well. So it's a great opportunity. Just there's no commitment on anybody's part. It's really just a kind of a quick get to know you type of a scenario. And then if they decide they want to set up some individual consulting with me, they can. If they want to join the chamber, they certainly can do that as well. But it's not a type of situation where we pressure them into any of those decisions. So
right. But you get the opportunity to sit in the room with three Hernando leaders and, kind of community advocates. And if you didn't know about the SBDC, man, go into that meeting. You'll learn so much more about what the county has to offer for, from anywhere from the chamber to SCORE to SBA and, all the services you provide, Bill. So. Certainly come to one of those meetings, always the fourth Monday, or did you say the fourth
Monday of the month at 2:00 at the chamber office at 15588 Aviation Loop Drive.
Good. And you can always give us a call too if you want to, hear about meetings coming up. Well, we appreciate you so much, Bill Burnham, coming and all the services that you provide for Hernando County. I know I was fortunate to, when I started at the chamber, sit down with you and talk about some of the services. Bill actually sent me a business plan model that he provides to people interested in starting a business. And it's extensive. Some of the things you wouldn't think about when you're, when you have an idea, right? And you help them build it into a dream.
Trying to see if it can be reality or
not. Yes. Yeah. Well, good. Well, thank you.